saw this, and it was in the Wall Street Journal, of all places. Journal, as much as it's so much business-oriented and such, sometimes has these stories. And it's about a bit, well, it is about a business. Again, I guess I'll call it business industry, and I'll explain that in a moment. That's very much been affected by the COVID world we live in. And as supportive and sympathetic as I'd like to be toward businesses, I'm not sure if this is a bad thing that this one has been affected. So here it is. It reads this way. The red carpets have all been rolled up. Dozens of movie shoots have been put on hold. Theaters closed. Hollywood, as we have known it, is largely on hiatus. And celebrities are, like a lot of us, at home twiddling thumbs. Terrible news for the paparazzi.
Oh, that's true. That would, this is affecting them too. Oh, man.
Never
the
thought
paparazzi.
And that was basically my. I got to say, I never even gave that a thought. So, yeah, but yeah, you know, they talk about how fewer stars are roaming about. One person who does it for a living in this Wall Street Journal article talked about how the 100 or 50 or so celebrities that he tracks, especially in New York, he figures well over 100 have decamped, perhaps to vacation homes or other places because they're not going out. He says even the ones that remain are keeping lower profiles. He even has established relationships with some, and he says that a lot have told him that they're just staying inside to avoid any backlash after having photos taken during a global pandemic, that they want to be seen as, you know, they're out. Hey, I'm okay, and I'm a celebrity, and everything's fine, you know, things like that. But even beyond that, this photographer says the offerings, though, are less enticing. He says, for example, I could have a photo of Hugh Jackman every day, except that this Wolverine star seems to walk his dog on a regular basis and wearing more or less the same identical outfit now every day. So there's nothing flashy or nothing new to talk about. And as he points out, and others do too, of course, these people are going out wearing masks.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work well at all.
No.
In fact, face masks are making it difficult to identify stars. One publisher who purchases photos and, you know, does the publishing and things like that. He says, I'm turning down pictures that photographers are sending us because I'm telling them that's not who you say it is. It could be, but you can't tell. He says, and some stars have discovered that not only can, you know, it stop a photo, but they can become more particularly private because if you have a mask, and I think a lot of us have discovered that, you know, you put on a pair of sunglasses and a hat. Sometimes people, you don't recognize them.
No.
And I've had that happen just in mask wearing, running into people in stores where someone will say hi to me. I'm clueless. So I've said hi to some people. And they're like, they look back at you like, who are you?
Right. You
know, unless there's just some kind of recognizable feature or something that you have going on.
Yeah, and then
on.
You put a mask on the lower part of the face and
yeah.
Incognito.
It really does. So, yeah, that's and it goes on, and I'll put a podcast segment of this. I'm not sure if I have a link to the story, too. I've discovered that sometimes trying to put links up to different, more prominent and popular sites, you can link to the story, but then you have to...
There's the paywall.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, get those.
So sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't. But like I said, I never even thought about that. I mean, of all the things that might be affected, I never thought about the paparazzi.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Poor paparazzi.
Well,
no,
yeah, that, again, you know, it's I feel for you.
Yeah.
You might earn a living that way, but, you know, for years it's been a questionable living.
Just ask the royals.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. On one hand, I think, you know, you hear stories where celebrities endure the paparazzi because they realize.
Like the Kardashians?
They're getting publicity. You know, oh, hey.
Somebody like
that.
There
them. You go. You know, it's like, hey, you know, you feed me, I'll feed you, and I'll be popular, and it doesn't cost me anything. And, you know, on the other hand, privacy concerns. And I've long questioned that, too, where you have people who use these long lens cameras and things. It's like. Taking pictures of people in their backyards. Well, yeah, they're out in the open, and I wasn't on their property.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. So
sometimes ethics come into play.